Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Ketolena with the evening news. The headlines: Nagaland signs partnership with UK for Hornbill Festival 2025. Minister K.G. Kenye calls for stronger rural economy at the launch of Pradhan Mantri Van Dhan Yojana. Deputy Commissioner Woka imposes temporary traffic restrictions on Doyang Bridge along Woka Merapani Road. And Dimapur Municipal Council launches digital rate board for real-time access to updated market prices. Now the news in detail. The government of Nagaland and the British Council have signed an agreement formalizing the United Kingdom as a country partner for the upcoming Hornbill Festival to be held from 1 to 10 December in Kohima. The agreement was signed by Chief Minister Nipi Rio and Alison Barrett, MBE, Director, India, British Council, in the presence of British High Commissioner Lindy Cameron and senior officials. As part of the partnership, the British Council, working with the British Deputy High Commission in Kolkata, will curate special programming for the festival. Nagaland Minister for Power and Parliamentary Affairs K.G. Kenye today called for strengthening state's rural economy, urging a shift away from the state's stage-centric approach of limiting activities to halls and formal events. Speaking at the launch of the Pradhan Mantri Van Dhan Yojana and distribution of tools to the Kezuwe, Letse, Kepole and Komi VDVK clusters in Chisami in Peck District, he encouraged deeper engagement with the land. The minister highlighted Nagaland as one of the world's major biodiversity hotspots, stressing the need to maximize its natural advantages.
Certainly so many items, so many avenues for us to exploit and export our goods, our producers. It's only we have to look at it from a different aspect and make the best use of it with the modern tools and machineries which can be of assistance to us. We can never substitute our hard labor and our manual inputs.
Mr. Kenya said the state has strong potential to produce and export local goods, but emphasized that manual effort remains essential in organic farming, handlooms, handicrafts and other local industries. He also noted the honey sector's untapped potential and urged better organization of the value chain. Deputy Commissioner Woka Vinit Kumar has imposed temporary traffic restrictions on the Doyang Bridge along the Woka Merapani Road to facilitate essential repair works and ensure safety. The order, issued following a request from the Executive Engineer of PWD R&B Bhakti Division, stated that the restrictions would be in effect from 19th to 23rd of this month. We have a report.
Under the directive, heavy commercial vehicles include tractor, trailers, dippers, dumper, tanker and similar vehicle will be completely restricted. Medium commercial vehicles such as mini trucks, buses and excavators will also face movement restrictions. Light motor vehicles not exceeding pickup size, including Mahindra Bolero pickup, Tata Yodha and Isuzu D-Max will be allowed to ply. The order has been issued in the interest of public safety and citizens are urged to comply strictly with the temporary measures. Johanna, Akashvani News, Kohima.
Dimapur Municipal Council, DMC, today launched its digital rate board at New Market Dimapur, providing the public with real-time access to updated market prices. The digital rate board was formally inaugurated by DMC Chairperson Huketo Yeptomi, who stated that the initiative reflects DMC's broader goal of improving public convenience through technology. In his address, CEO Thangcha Bemo Tengoy highlighted DMC's commitment to modernizing public services, noting that the installation of digital boards at three locations is just the beginning. He added that the system offers clear daily updates on rates and categories and also allows businesses and event organizers to advertise, generating revenue to support further developments. Delivering the keynote address, Ningutulie Kinguruse, convener of the Market Review Committee, said that digital boards have been set up at Supermarket, New Market and Murgipati to support fair and transparent business practices. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For a quick news update, follow us on our X handles AIR News Alerts and AIR _ Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. Government Higher Secondary School Dipupar A inaugurated its upgraded multi-skill lab today, marking a significant advancement in strengthening skill-based education in Nagaland. Delivering the keynote address, CSR Regional Lead of LIC Housing Finance Limited, Abhinav Das, described the initiative as a unique CSR effort focused on both skill development and livelihood creation through a supportive ecosystem. Mr. Das shared that the project emerged from discussions on tackling student dropouts and improving employability, aiming to equip Nagaland's youth with practical, future-ready skills.
The LICHFL special project reflects this commitment by empowering the youth of Nagaland with skill-based education and livelihood-oriented training. We aim to bridge the gap between learning and employment, ensuring that young people are ready to shape their futures with confidence and purpose.
Mission Director of Samagra Shiksha, L. Jamidhang Lotha, called the upgraded lab an important milestone for the state's education system. He noted that the initiative aligns with NEP 2020 and NCF 2023, signaling a shift towards experiential, real-world learning. Mr. Lotha emphasized the lab's potential to train students in engineering, electronics, agriculture, food processing, energy, and environmental sciences. In Bangladesh, the International Crimes Tribunal has convicted former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina of crime against humanity. The media in Bangladesh reported that the tribunal pronounced the death sentence for former Prime Minister in a month-long trial. The charges against Hasina originate from the student-led uprising of July-August last year, during which prosecutors allege the then Awami League government carried out a violent suppression of protesters. A book titled Naga Village Formation, Oral History and Archaeology, authored by Dr. Libemo Kithan, Associate Professor, Department of History, Mount TE College, Wakha, Nagaland, was released today. It was formally released in Bodoland University, Kokrajhar, Assam, during the 44th Session Conference of Northeast India History Association by Speaker of Assam Legislative Assembly, Biswajit Daimari. The book entails a multidisciplinary approach combining oral history with an archaeological method to determine the historical validity of Naga migration and settlement. The inaugural session of the three-day national workshop on basic hands-on training in computational linguistics today at the Department of Linguistics, Nagaland University, Head of Department Professor Pangarsengla Walling delivered the opening remarks, underscoring the need for digital competencies in linguistic research. Pro Vice Chancellor Professor N. Venner offered encouraging greetings and insights on Naga languages, with Dean of Humanities Professor Jano S. Ligise highlighted the importance of interdisciplinary learning in the digital age. Resource person Dr. Amlesh Gope stressed on the role of computational tools in contemporary linguistic research, motivating participants to fully engage in the hands-on training. And in local sport, the 12th Kohima Open Tournament Jirio Memorial Volleyball Trophy began today at Kohima Local Ground. The four-day event, organized by Kohima District Volleyball Association, features 13 men's team and 12 women's team from Nagaland, Assam, and Manipur. Declaring the tournament open, MLA and Advisor for Urban Development and Municipal Affairs Jalia Rio encouraged players to pursue sports with discipline and professionalism, aiming for national and international standards. We have a report.
Advisor Zalia Rio officially declared the tournament open, while oath-taking was led by KDVA Technical Committee Convener Vizo Bilie Pienna. In the men's category, champion will receive 1,50,000 rupees and runners-up will get 80,000 rupees, while losing semi-finalists will get 25,000 each. Champions of women's category will get 80,000 rupees, runners-up 50,000 rupees and losing semi-finalists 15,000 each. The best skipper and setter in both categories will get 5,000 rupees each. Garhur Akashvani News, Kohima.
To end the news, the headlines here again. Nagaland signs partnership with UK for Hornbill Festival 2025. Minister KG Kenye calls for stronger rural economy at the launch of Pradhan Mantri Vandan Yojana. Deputy Commissioner Wokha imposes temporary traffic restrictions on Doyang Bridge along Wokha-Merapani Road. And Dimapur Municipal Council launches digital rate board for real-time access to updated market prices. That's all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.